Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Moody say. My name is MJ Omota and I welcome you to the African Album Review Podcast. My people, how you doing? Hopefully everybody's doing good. I'm back yet again with another album review, and before we get there, hey, it's like February 1st. It's the first of the month. Yeah, I don't even know why time is moving so quickly, but you know what? Let's just make the most of it. And do visit motomotomusic.com. That's the website that houses this podcast. And you can find more episodes as well as the Motomoto Music podcast. Top right hand corner, there's a PayPal icon. Drop some coins and donate, please, because that's what keeps us going.
The latest African album review is...
When you hear the name Exit, you're talking about Namibian music royalty, Exit or Exit Rockers. And when you hear the name Samuel Ngoji, it probably does not ring a bell. But look back into Namibian music history and the name Konja, that rings a bell. That's a respected name in the Kwaito circles. And all the man did was rebrand and he's now known as Samuel Ngoji. The two Exit Rockers and Samuel Ngoji team up to give us a new album called Dihele Box. And here's my review. Dihele Box was released on January 29, 2021 on streaming platforms. It has 14 songs, 54-minute runtime, and production credits go to DJ K-Boss, the Turntable King.
Album review.
Let's analyze the music.
The album Dihele Box means everything in the box, so that's an interesting title. I wonder what that means for the music. The album in itself opens up with a strong message on gender-based violence by Anne and Shea. It's well known that Namibia has had some serious gender-based violence issues over the years, and recently Namibians took to the hashtag Shut It All Down to protest concerning these problems. I must admit, it's a very unexpected way to start the album, but a brilliant way to bring to light a very serious and urgent matter. This is how you use your platform to impact change, and it cements Exit's role as a Namibia gender-based violence ambassador. The spoken word performances here by Anne and Cher were absolutely amazing and totally top-notch. It made me as a listener want to understand more about the issue and take in the message and, if I can, do something about it. Exit Rockers and Samuel Ngoji say, if you owe me, just pay up on a deep mid-tempo Kwaito jam. Pay Up is the title, and it brought the two artists to the forefront. The dark and gritty beat set the tone perfectly for the straight-talking musicians who were holding no prisoners. It was either you pay up or you face the consequences. Nice song. The title track, Dihele Box, is a groovy number that is melodious in makeup. It's so easy, and I mean it's really, really, really easy to hum to the beat. And at the same time, the chorus is beautifully catchy. It's very simple, and the cadence on the chorus, oh my god, man, you just listen and you're like, yep, Dihele Box. My god, it's, yeah. Just listen to it. The cipher is likely gonna be a really hot number. Quote me on that if you must. This song is quite something. It's a dancehall number with Kwaito influences. Love it when those two genres intersect. The production on here stands out as much as the performances. It's genius, and the two artists perform to the highest level. What you get is just some totally orgasmic sonic presence and a song that is befitting to be one of the best singles off this album if they do decide to make it a single. But yeah, I really think it's got everything going for it. the guitar work and light touch on the song Thunder Thighs. We'll see it be one of the most requested songs this year without a doubt. And hopefully, if things open up soon, it will be a huge, huge, huge party hit. It somehow has a baila reggaeton feel without necessarily going all the way. That gives it that Namibian, it retains that Namibian touch. So it's well worth a listen and probably could be the best song of the album. There were some fairly surprising tracks such as I Don't Know Why, which is a straight up Afrobeats track. It's pretty much slower than most tunes on this project, and I didn't expect that style at all, but it was still a dope listen. It took me a while to actually get to the point of, oh yeah, this is Afrobeats. And I think one thing that I've found about DJ K-Boss Productions is he has this uncanny ability to make familiar music using unconventional instruments, if that makes sense. And I think this is one of those songs where eventually you're like, oh yeah, this is straight up Afrobeats, but you listen to it maybe once or twice, or you have to get into the song like 2-3 minutes in, then you're like, oh yeah, that's why it sounds so familiar. And soon after that track, you get the mid-tempo bounce on Inwiteka, which changes the feeling completely. It has more of that house dance, quieter fusion. And, you know, compared to the previous track, it's like, okay, tempo jump.
Album review.
The technical side of things.
Looking at the genres, you get a fantastic blend with Kwaito being the main thing, with doses of your hip-hop, trap, dancehall, afropop, house, afrobeats, and the flirtation with baila reggaeton like I mentioned earlier. One distinct addition to the beats was elements of amapiano without necessarily becoming amapiano. These are also some of the identifiable elements that link amapiano and Kwaito, the short sort of trumpet sounding instrument and the reverberating synths. The sequencing on Diele Box was fairly good, and it quickly introduces the listener to multiple styles, and that really massages the listener into the true mood of the album, which is highly inclined to having a general good time with some chilled vibes in there too. Diele Box felt like listening to a modern day Kwaito fusion album with thumping bass lines and that Kasi rap style. The music is highly rooted in Kwaito, like I mentioned earlier, and for a long time, you know, Namibia has single-handedly kept the genre alive, when many outside of Namibia would likely say Kwaito is dead. This album is another reminder to how genres can be cultural sounds across borders, even outside the countries of origin. The excellent part about this project is it does a fantastic job of marrying the old with the new in multiple dimensions. You get beats that remind you why Kwaito remains a talked about genre and what kind of impact it continues to have in 2021. While you also get new age music genres such as the trap and that, you know, Latin baila reggaeton that are huge all over the world. The interchange between Exit Rockers and Samuele Ngoji was out of this world, man. The guys are highly complementary stylistically, and it gives the album a freshness you only get to appreciate after listening to it. You do have to go back to their roots or their older music to really understand why there's that synergy and chemistry. I mean, both of them have been amazing Kwaito acts in Namibia, you know, for a while. More so Exit than Konja, but Konja had some hits too, man. Like, for real, for real. You get that more rap-inclined performance, and the singing vocals only appear to accentuate the larger part of that Kasi rap style. The two really stuck to the comfortable and tried and tested multilingual formula that has many acts in Namibia as darlings in the industry, with the likes of English, Afrikaans and Oshivambo in there in terms of languages. The mixing and mastering were pretty good, as has been expected of productions handled by DJ K-Boss. There were some really standout tracks for me, and It's great to see music from Namibia always standing out in terms of quality, considering that it's a fairly small country, man. And when you look at the music industry, the trend has always been the bigger countries have the better, I guess, output, and the smaller countries not so much, but not Namibia, man. Namibia has been on top of their game for more than a decade, for sure, for sure. I'd say maybe my only critique is the album cover, which there are two versions. So there's the, I guess, the exit version, and there's the Samuel Ngoji version. So they're actually two different covers, but they're all right. Not the greatest. And I think there was also a skit sort of shout out right in the middle of the album, which I only listened to for maybe about less than a minute because I couldn't understand what was being said. It was a conversation. So maybe it's more of a consequence of me not being able to understand the language being spoken.
Album review.
The final thoughts.
My favorite songs on the Helibox are The Cypher, which is too dangerous. And I see it becoming something big. The title track, The Helibox itself, dope song. Inwiteka. That's a true jam right there, party style. Thunder Thighs, which needs a video ASAP, gents. We need that video. LKR, I Don't Know Why, and Shunaike featuring Lo Wabi. I Got You. Oh, and last song, which is the outro. Ooh, that outro's got top beat as well. Fans of Exit Rockers will be in dreamland on this album. Likewise, fans of Konja, I guess Samuel Ngoji now, and Kwaito in general, will appreciate this project big time. If you also like music from the likes of The Dog, who's probably the most popular Kwaito act out of Namibia ever, Gaza, then this album could well be something worth listening to. The Yellow Box encapsulates a large part of the Namibian urban scene in the most apt manner. It blends just about every sound the nation is in love with. Listen to The Helibox by Exit Rockers and Samuel Ngoji online. The album is available across the board, and yeah, give it a try. Otherwise, that's it from me. My name is MJ Omota, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Day.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.